Cockroaches belong to the Blatodea order of insects, which also includes termites. Only around 30 of the 4,600 cockroach species can thrive in human habitats, and some are well-known pests. In their natural habitats, the rest are considered beneficial or harmless. The United States is home to about 55 different cockroaches, accounting for only 1.5% of all cockroach species on the planet. Roaches will enter your yard to search for the same things as your home: food, shelter, and water. Cockroaches, unfortunately, are a common concern for Georgia residents. In fact, among the most populous U.S. cities, Atlanta came in second for the most roach infestations. The state is home to 5 roach species: the American cockroach, German cockroach, Oriental cockroach, Asian cockroach, and smoky brown cockroach. Although the American cockroach is the most commonly encountered by homeowners dealing with an infestation, all 5 cockroach species are widespread year-round household pests in Georgia. In this article, we'll look at the most prevalent roach species in Georgia, where to find them, and how to recognize them. Then, we will talk about when roaches are most active and how common they are in Georgia. Finally, we'll address the most frequently asked question among Georgia residents: how to get rid of them in your home. Let's get started. Common species of roaches in Georgia. The American cockroach, German cockroach, Oriental cockroach, Asian cockroach, and smoky brown cockroach are 5 kinds of cockroaches widely considered residential pests in Georgia. Each species has its own distinct traits. American cockroach. The American cockroach is the largest and most common cockroach in Georgia houses. These roaches are roughly 2 inches in length and can be distinguishable by their chestnut coloring and light yellow bands behind their heads. They often live alongside smoky brown and oriental cockroaches. Unfortunately for insectophobes, because the American roach has wings, there's a chance you'll come face to face with one flying at you. They're most active at night, and you'll most often encounter them in damp, dark places. This roach also thrives near a water supply, such as a pipe, sewer, cellar, kitchen, and bathrooms of your home. American cockroaches are most active at night and can live for 2 years. German cockroach. The German cockroach is another easily recognizable cockroach in Georgia. Unfortunately, they are always inside our homes. The tan coloring and dark brown stripes on the back of a German roach's upper thorax make it easy to identify. German cockroaches are smaller than their American counterparts, measuring around 0.5 inches long and living for up to only a year. This roach species lays more eggs than its other roach relatives and is most active at night. They prefer to be near water and enjoy the warmth of appliances, so they prefer to be indoors. These roaches can be particularly harmful to children in huge numbers. Oriental cockroach. The oriental roach is another typical Georgia insect seen outside munching on decaying matter. These roaches are big, ranging from 1 to 1.25 inches in length, and have a dark, glossy appearance. Their colors vary from black to cherry red, and the males have short wings, while the females are wingless. This species has a 6-month lifespan and is most active at night. They typically live in the same areas as the American cockroach, but you're unlikely to see them indoors. Their habits are similar to those of the smoky brown cockroaches in Georgia. The presence of oriental cockroaches in your home is quite dangerous. Allergens found in oriental roaches' shed skins and feces can cause allergic reactions and asthma attacks in humans, particularly children. Asian cockroach. The double parallel stripes and brown coloration characterize this roach species. These roaches are often mistaken for German cockroaches, around 0.5 inches long, and most commonly live outdoors. However, watch out for this winged species in your home because they are attracted to light sources and warmth. They spend most of their time outside, hiding under leaves, mulch, or thick grass. Unless their habitat is damaged, you are unlikely to encounter them. Though Asian cockroaches aren't as dangerous to us and our homes as other more common kinds, they're harmful, and their presence is still not welcome. Like other pests, they can bring sickness and bacteria into the home, contaminating food and surfaces. They can fly short distances as well. Smoky brown cockroach. Smoky brown roaches are most active at night and love humid environments. These roaches are red or dark cherry and around 1.5 inches long, and they often find cover in tree holes, attics, crawl spaces, and sheds. If you find them inside your house, there's a good chance they've laid eggs nearby. Although you can take preventative measures to keep roaches out of your homes, like tidying up, keeping kitchens and bathrooms clean, fixing leaks and sealing cracks and crevices. They are resilient pests, making them the most difficult to eradicate. Do roaches fly in Georgia? Cockroaches. The mere mention of the word can send shivers down your spine and send you running for the hills. And with good reason, these creatures aren't simply creepy, they're also unhealthy to your home. The Pennsylvania wood cockroach, smoky brown cockroach, Australian cockroach, and Asian cockroach are among the cockroach species that can fly. While not very good at flying, the American cockroach will glide from a high spot such as the top of a cabinet down to a countertop. Within the Georgia cockroach population, the American cockroach has body-length wings that can glide. While adult German cockroaches have fully developed wings, they prefer to run rather than fly. The Oriental cockroach, on the other hand, is unable to fly due to undeveloped wings. Asian and smoky brown cockroaches are strong flyers, but no matter the species, all baby cockroaches, also called nymphs, are wingless. How common are roaches in Georgia? In Georgia, roach infestations are highly prevalent. Atlanta was responsible for 29% of all roach sightings in the United States. What makes Georgia so widely invaded by roaches? Atlanta residents enjoy a vibrant nightlife scene, easy access to nature, sports, and an international airport, to name some advantages. But there is a drawback to every positive. It's probably unlikely that Atlanta wishes to be renowned for it. However, according to some analyses of the American Housing Survey, Atlanta is the U.S. city with the second highest number of roach infestations. The heavy rain and extremely high temperatures send the roaches and their relatives, palmetto bugs, scurrying for the nearest shelter. Houston is the only city to beat Atlanta in the creepy crawly race. For their roach infestation problem, Miami came in at number 3, just after A-Town. What season are roaches most active in Georgia? Roaches, unlike many other pests, do not undergo seasonal outbreaks. They can survive in a variety of conditions. That is to say, roach season occurs throughout the year. Cold weather tolerance is a trait shared by all insects. They will either burrow under tree bark for safety or bury themselves underground for the season. Many insects perish when temperatures fall below 0 degrees Fahrenheit. However, if they hibernate in a warm environment, they may survive even the harshest winters of Georgia. German cockroaches are the most prevalent cockroach species found all over the world. Cockroaches from Germany prefer to live in tiny spaces near food and water. Cockroaches thrive in human homes, especially during the winter months. They are known to trigger allergies, spread bacteria, and contaminate food sources. How do you get rid of roaches in Georgia? It's time to take action if you discover a developing roach population in your home. Depending on your desire for elimination tactics, you have a few options. You may wish to stick to all natural solutions if you have pets or small children. However, chemical alternatives are the best if you need to get rid of them quickly. If all else fails, you can always enlist the help of professionals. There are a few basic things you can do, and these preventative steps will go a long way. 1. Close your pet food bags. Roaches enjoy the same foods as your dog/cat family members, so leaving bags open invites them to eat. 2. Declutter space. Keep clutter such as boxes, newspapers, magazines, and paper bags off the floor or throw them away. Roaches are attracted to clutter, so the more you can get rid of, the less you'll have to worry about them invading your home. 3. Seal the apertures. Roaches can enter your home through any gaps or crevices around the openings. 4. Keep your dishes clean and put away. Roaches attracted to dirty or damp dishes in the sink or on the counter are looking for food and water. 5. Fix leaking pipes, reduce standing water outside, and clean up spills right away. Water is one of the main attractants for roaches. Get rid of it by replacing leaky pipes, decreasing standing water outdoors, and cleaning up any spills right away.